This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com. You have to say that because, you know,
yeah,
fucking other way. And you're listening to Distorted View.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Tech Support Phone Calls.
Okay, this is a new office, sir. We don't have a Rita in this office. Okay, as of 1/1/03, we've moved to a new office, and there is no Rita here.
Well, I want to speak to Sherman's boss. Thank you.
Okay, Sherman is the only one that's available.
Well, I'm sorry. I want to speak to Sherman's boss. I will call Amtrak.
Sir, I would be more than happy to transfer you to Sherman.
I do not want to speak to a supervisor. I want to speak to the person who runs that office.
And that would be Sherman, sir.
That is not Sherman.
Sir, I don't think you're understanding.
That is your fucking manager now!
Sir?
Do you understand me? No! Not Sherman! The office manager! No!
You yell at me and use that word with me again, sir, I will terminate this call. Do not scream at me like that again and use that F word.
Fuck!
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, May 2nd, 2008. Coming up on the program today, which presidential candidate called his wife a cunt? Plus, castrating your husband and blaming it on the dog and pepper spraying your infant. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. End the week with a great program. At the top of the show, Ryan sent in some new C.B. Walker, new to us, I guess. This was actually recorded last Halloween. I knew it must have been Halloween because C.B. Walker was wrapped from head to toe in toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know who C.B. Walker is, he is a psychic energy reader who hosts a public access show in New York City. Let's take a listen.
New York City. Good evening. And happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a mommy. I'm a fool, later. I'm a mommy. Don't I look scary?
Scary.
Oh my lord, I'm going to hell for this one.
Now, C.B. Walker seems to be in a great jovial mood, but that all changes when the phone calls start coming in.
Good evening.
What up?
I'll tell you what's up, my foot in your ass, you keep calling and asking like that. You say good evening. Uh-huh, have some respect here.
Uh-huh, and then things go, of course, from bad to worse. Typical episode of the C.B. Walker show.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, mate?
Oh, my goodness. I'd let you go. Didn't need that. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Somebody want me to suck their dick, too. Look here. My friend, Halloween is upon us. Dress up in a costume where nobody knows who you is. Go on out there throughout New York City, hang out in Chelsea, meatpacking district. Uh-huh. Get your meat packed. You understand? Nobody know who you are. So you come out the closet, but don't nobody know who you are because you're in costume. Uh-huh, you hear that?
Oh.
Uh-huh, practical advice.
It is.
Good evening.
Thanks, CB. Halloween, the perfect holiday to get your dick sucked.
Uh-huh.
Good evening. Hey, man, why you got
to... Okay, I got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, all I want to do is help, but to treat me like a dog. I put it all on timeout. Y'all is on timeout. That's what it is. No more candy for you. I was going to give you candy. You ain't going to get no candy now. Mm-mm. Y'all on timeout.
Well, CB ends up taking one more call from a woman who says she knows the identity of one of the people who is prank calling him, and his name is Jonathan.
What you want me to do about Jonathan?
If he keep calling you, pricing you out, he's bad.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Uh-huh. You heard it here first.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to see to it that, you hear me? Uh-huh. He ain't going to be able to use his, you know, uh-huh.
Yes, apparently CB can also place curses on people, in addition to being a psychic energy reader.
It's over, honey.
It's over?
Just for about a week. He ain't gonna be able to use it.
As of
Right. Is that good enough?
Yes, that's crazy.
Hold on. Honey, I'm trying to do something here. Hold on.
Okay.
There it is. Jonathan! That's for you.
That's for me. Thank you.
I love you, honey. Stay in school. Did you do what?
Did you hear she went, mwah, to him?
Oh, my God, I'm going to catch that, and I'm going to put it in my lap. Uh-uh, honey, that's straight from your mouth into my lap.
Ah, there you go. The great C.B. Walker. Now, Kevin sent in another Chris Chan video, and, you know, I introduced the Distorted View community to Chris Chan last week or the week before. He's a high-functioning, in quotation marks, autistic who is looking for a girlfriend. Hello, my future girlfriend. So a lot of his videos revolve around that. He's also the creator of Sonic Chew, the Sonic Pikachu hybrid. In many of his videos, he's wearing a Sonic Chew medallion. And, of course, he loves the Backstreet Boys. Let's take a listen to his rendition of I Want It That Way. Welcome to 1997, freaks.
Hey, look at me.
All right, let's fast forward a bit.
Have no fire, but a desire to not, to not, to not.
Yeah. He added his own echo effect. Yeah, that line, by the way, because he wrote out all of the lyrics in his video description, is I'm stuck as a virgin with rage. Yeah, Virginia Tech, I would not let Chris Chan anywhere near campus. Feds, I hope you've put him on some sort of list. I'm stuck as a virgin with rage. All right, let's hear the strong ending. Come on.
I never want to hear you say I have a boyfriend. Never say it now.
There you go. It ended with a whimper. Couple more pieces of audio for you. This is a prank where a kid dressed up in a Jason mask and scared the shit out of his grandmother. Take a listen. That's the grandmother's ringtone, believe it or not.
Hello?
A little slow motion for you.
Stop, don't jump. Stop. It's a man. It's a mask, you see, Jason, the movie.
I am never going to see my... How would you like me to do this to you? You're never going to let me see my next birthday! Oh! Your mother's going to hear about this. I'm going to have a heart attack.
And finally, I've got some audio of a preacher during a sermon, and this really proves... If you're up there in front of your congregation, you can really say just about anything and get them all whipped up to a frothy Jesus frenzy. Take a listen.
I'm looking like Muhammad Ali last night in my sleep. I'm giving the devil a little rope or dope. Let poop poop. Yes, I was. Gotta be alert at all times. Gotta be awake in the sleep. Gotta be awake when you're asleep.
You gotta be awake when you're asleep, so you can give the devil a little rope-a-dope.
I am telling you the truth. I am not lying. I'm in church. Doing a little roper dope to the devil last night. Laying back on the ropes like this, just to tease him a little bit. Then I threw him a little blood of the lamb. Woo!
Gross.
Then I took out the sword of the spirit. Ah! Then I called on some of those 150,000 ministering servants and said, go get him, boys. I commission you in the name of Jesus.
You can get anyone worked up by talking like that and screaming and talking about Jesus. I am going to figure skate over the devil's head. I'm going to perform a triple lutz in the name of Jesus Christ. A triple sow cow, a loop, a couple axles, and a toe loop. Jesus is going to give me a 9.9 in the name of the Holy Spirit. Can I get a hallelujah? Add a little organ music in the background. Boom. Pretty much the same thing. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com is the web address. Tons of great sideshow material popped up this week, including exclusive shows and a couple extended podcasts. Next week, if you're a Sideshow member, you'll continue to get extended shows, exclusive shows, and all that stuff. In addition, you'll get all 5 episodes of DV a week. Non-paying members will get 3 to 4 new episodes a week. Just another reason to sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. First story comes from Iowa. A Clive, Iowa man drew gasps from fellow audience members at a presidential candidate forum by using a 4-letter word in a question to Senator John McCain. A member of the audience, identified as Marty Parrish of Clive, asked McCain during the event at the Polk County Convention Complex about a rumor that McCain had once used a profane word referencing female genitalia to describe his wife. A book entitled The Real McCain accuses McCain of using the word in an exchange with his wife Cindy in 1992. During the forum, Parrish asked, "This question goes to mental health and mental health care. Previously, I've been married to a woman that was verbally abusive to me. Is it true that you called your wife a cunt?" John McCain stuttered, now, you don't want to, you know, that's the great thing about town hall meetings, sir, but we really don't, there's people here who don't respect that kind of language, so I'll move on to the next questioner in the back. Quickly, someone speak. I'm sure the Democrats are already gearing up for their negative attack ads on McCain. John McCain called his wife a cunt. If he's willing to verbally abuse her, is it so much of a stretch that one day John McCain may wake up in the White House in a bad mood, shit on the American flag, have roasted bald eagle for breakfast, and then drop the A-bomb on a blockbuster because they were out of copies of Charlie Wilson's War? John McCain. Abusive. Unstable. Un-American. That reminds me of a couple of years ago. Do you remember the Ron Kind attack ads? Now, this one, I gotta tell you, because it's so ridiculous, I haven't done anything to it. This is a real political ad that ran.
With our servicemen and women facing death every day, what kind of congressman would try to gut military spending? The wrong kind. Ron Kind. That's right. Congressman Ron Kind is repeatedly voted to deprive our troops of the funding they need to fight for us. But Ron Kind has no trouble spending your money. He would just rather spend it on sex. That's right. Instead of spending money on cancer research, Ron Kind voted to spend your money to study the sex lives of Vietnamese prostitutes. Instead of spending money to study heart disease, Ron Kind spent your money to study the masturbation habits of old men. Ron Kind spent your tax dollars to study something called the bisexual, transgendered, and two-spirited Aleutian Eskimos, whoever they are. Ron Kind even spent your tax dollars to pay teenage girls to watch pornographic movies with probes connected to their genitalia. Ron Kind pays for sex, but not for soldiers. If Ron Kind had better priorities, you wouldn't be having to hear this. Ron Kind is out of touch, and soon he'll be out of Congress.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I approve of this message.
I'm Paul R. Nelson. Waluigi wins. He knows so good this time.
Yeah, I guess Paul R. Nelson lost that race, believe it or not. All right, so back to the story here. The audience gasped at the question and applauded at McCain's handling of it. Parrish was escorted from the event and questioned by a Secret Service, but not charged. Parrish had checked into the event as a member of the press. Second story we have for you today, it's a short one. A 64-year-old French woman has been handed a 12-year jail sentence for castrating her partner while he was unconscious and then blaming her pet dog. I wonder if she used the Henderson castrating instrument.
Here's how it works. The jaws of the Henderson instrument grip the intact cord just above the testicle. Using a standard 3/8 inch or larger variable speed cordless drill with a neutral switch, the operator spins the tool, twisting the cord tightly on itself until it fractures, usually 20 to 25 turns.
The victim, age 39, was rushed to the hospital in northern France with his penis sliced off. His partner called the ambulance herself, saying that the dog had bitten off and eaten his genitals.
Sausages, sausages, sausages.
Knocked out after taking a cocktail of alcohol and medicine, the man had no recollection of the incident. Seriously traumatized, he is currently in a psychiatric hospital. Police never recovered either the weapon or the missing body part. Final story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
A Central Florida man was charged with abuse after he blasted pepper spray into the face of his infant son during an argument over parenting issues. I'm guessing he lost that argument. Unless, of course, the argument was how not to parent your infant son. Police said they'd never seen anything like it. Really? In Florida, you've never seen anything like that? Huh. Must not been on the beat for a long time. Officer said Kenneth Smith, 25, got into a fight with his girlfriend Thursday, and then it escalated into violence. Specifically, violence against the baby. Smith's girlfriend was in a bedroom holding her infant son when police said he pepper sprayed the woman and his own son in the face. Quote, we've had cases where children get injured during an argument, but this is the first time we've ever heard of pepper spray. In the guy's defense, the infant was probably acting like an asshole. Crying or whining about something. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky dickies.
Listen, man. I'm not even joking. I'm listening to your show right now while I'm sitting in a parking lot outside an abortion clinic waiting for one of the girls on fucking having an abortion.
What a beautiful story this is already.
Awesome. Fucking awesome. I thought it was the best time to listen to your show, actually.
Yeah.
It helps soothe the mood, you know?
You should have told me beforehand that you were going to be at the abortion clinic, and I would have queued up some abortion sound effects. Maybe Lil Marky or something.
Oh my god, Tim, you have no idea how long I've been waiting to make you a furry. Holy fuck. Okay, here's my plan. Since you did the kitty video...
Oh, this is, yes, this is the girl that I'm actually going to perform a wedding. She's getting married. She's a furry. She's getting married to another furry this fall in San Francisco. They asked me to marry them. And she also, I guess professionally, she is a furry pornographer. She creates pictures or draws them or paints them or something. Paints furry pictures. She told us this yesterday on the show.
Holy fuck. Okay, here's my plan. Since you did the kitty video like a million years ago, and that's hilarious, me and my mate both decided that you're going to be a cat, unless you have any objections.
No. Sure, make me whatever you want.
Appropriate. We've also decided, my mate and I, that the dickhole guy would be a fox, because foxes are the whores of the fandom.
Oh. There's so much about the fur community I don't know, or don't want to know.
Be a fox, because foxes are the whores of the fandom.
So the dickhole guy would be a fox?
And to answer your questions about being a professional furry pornographer.
Yes.
It's just like a regular freelance art job, except I mostly draw furry porn. I go to conventions and sell my artwork there and that sort of thing. But that's boring.
I'm guessing you don't get a lot of work from advertisers. Like, Campbell's Soup isn't coming to you to ask for, you know, your artistic work.
But that's boring. So, I will... I've already done fan art of you, actually, like, as a human. And you make a cameo in a comic book I'm doing. But
whoa!
Anyway, and I'll send you all that, by the
that
way.
That is so cool!
I'll be in your soon. you and the freaks tell me what you want to see, and I will do some free DV art.
Oh, that is excellent. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see this.
Ding, by the dun, ding, by the dun, ding, by the dun, ding, by the dun.
Wow.
I'm with the ding, with the paper.
All right, thanks for that. You're about 5 years too late on that one, but okay.
Hey, Neil from Toronto.
comment about Touch My Badger, the furry porn artist.
Oh, right, okay.
They were wondering how someone could be a professional furry porn artist. You can be a professional furry porn artist because those guys are so unbelievably obsessive. It's a guy becomes an accomplished furry artist because it's all he ever does.
Huh, I see.
He doesn't draw people. He doesn't draw cars. He doesn't draw things unless they're in the context of...
Furries.
Two furries fucking... I'm sorry, Yiffing.
I used to work
with one of these guys, and oh god, they're real pieces of work. You kind of admire their ability to draw, anatomy at the same time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're really... I'm assuming when you become a furry, you are just really involved in the whole furry community, so I guess it's not too much of a stretch that these people would want pictures of themselves as furry.
The fact that they feel the need to... try to design themselves a new body, as it were. I mean, like, guys who go onto the freaking furry blogs actually commission people to actually draw their characters.
Yeah, I think that's what Touch My Badger does.
Like Dungeons and Dragons with dildos.
Yeah. kind of, I guess. You got a point.
Hey, Tim, this is one of your underage listeners. Want to say I love the show. All right, see ya.
Oh, thank you very much. Short and sweet. You should be over 18 if you listen to this program. I cannot condone underage listeners. However, Tim, if you steal your parents' credit card, sign up for the sideshow.
Hey, Tim, I'm one of your underage listeners, but love your show, man. Greatest of them all. But you got to play that clip. I'm a sucker for other people's pain. That is the greatest fucking clip I've heard in a long time.
I know, that guy was so creepy. We've played that clip recently. But anyways, if you don't know what we're talking about, Dating on Demand is a service of Comcast where they go out to bars and parks and shit, and you can record your own video personal ad. And then people at home watching Comcast can go on the Dating on Demand channel and watch these personal ads and hook up with a potential mate. Anyways, one of them that we recently featured on the show had this gem of a line.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Like, isn't that just the creepiest thing? Why would you say that in a personal ad?
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
And it's not just what he's saying, it's how he's saying it.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain. I'm assuming his inbox was jammed full. Anyways, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View Want You Guy. And by inbox, of course, I mean his ass. Yes, email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God.
I'm a mommy!
You're a mommy?
I'm a mommy!
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. It is a brand new month. If you haven't voted in the month of May, do so now, PodcastAlley.com. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of shows. We will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
They stole my radio, my brush, and my watch.
Kim, settle down so I can drive the car, okay? I can't drive the car with you acting like a fool.
I'm trying to be good. I'm full.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
I'm going to bite you.
You don't want to do that, okay?
I know. Do I scare you?
Yeah, you do.
I hope so.
Why do you want to bite me?
Because
I'm a mommy.
I'm a very polite
mommy. Ah!